Hi, my name is Thomas Maurer. I'm a cloud advocate working at Microsoft. And in this video, we're going to have a look how you can migrate your servers and applications to Microsoft Azure using Azure Migrate. So, as we said, in this video, we're going to talk about how you can actually migrate your applications and servers to Azure using Azure Migrate. Now, if you have ever done, or if you're working on a migration or cloud migration project, there's a lot of things to cover and think about, right? Not just about the migration itself, but also preparing the Azure environment, building the landing zones. So I highly recommend that you have a look at the Azure Cloud Adoption Framework, where you find a lot of information, not just on how to migrate, but also on how to build and operate the Azure environment, and many, many more things. Now, in this video, we're going to have especially a look, obviously, on the migration part of things. But again, if you worked in migration before, there are a couple of things which you need to think of, right? In the first part, you actually want to have a look at the assessment. You probably need to plan, okay, what do I actually have? Like, discover all the services and applications you have. And then also figure out, okay, when I do the migrate to Azure, can I even migrate these, or are they even compatible with Azure? Or how much cost is generated, right? How much does it cost to run this in Azure? And you probably need to go out and actually provide some sort of summary to your management or your customer. And so we're gonna have a look at all of that, what Azure Migrate can do for you. So let's jump in right into the demo. So here I am in the Azure portal. And if I wanna start a migration project of any kind, Azure Migrate is the right place to go. So in Azure Migrate, what we can do here, you can see here, I can do a couple of different things. I cannot just migrate servers and databases. I can also have a look at web apps or SQL servers and other specific migration tasks I need to do. Now, every migration project really starts with a project. And in my case, if we want to migrate servers, I already created that project. But you can create multiple migration projects if you need to. So you can just open here and basically create a new project if you need. A project is basically the container for all your metadata, where your assessment is stored and your setup and so on. So what we want to do here again is migrating servers and databases and web apps. But as you can see here on the left side, we can also do many, many other things. So think about if you want to do VDI like migration, or if you have web apps, or if you have, for example, lots and lots of data which you need to transfer and you don't want to use the internet connectivity for this, DataBox is also a great tool or a great service to look at. Now, as I mentioned before, Azure Migrate can help you through the whole migration process, right? It starts with an assessment where we actually have a look at the current environment. We discover the servers. We're going to have a look at how we can actually migrate them, if we can migrate them. And then we're going to have a look at, for example, what the costs will be. The second part then is the actual migration, right? And that is where we then decide, okay, after the assessment, for example, we're going out and we actually start the migration process in terms of replicating these virtual machines or even physical servers to Azure. And then basically at one point, test these servers, and at the end, even do a migration. So basically we migrate our servers to that. Now, what I also quickly want to highlight is obviously we offer Azure Migrate as a free service. However, if you feel like you need some other assessment tools, we're working with third-party vendors, which allow you to get even more benefits when it comes to assessment, but also to migration. So you can always use also third-party migration tools as well, together with Azure Migrate in that case. Now, if we want to start, as I mentioned, the first thing we want to do here is actually go out and discover what we have. And if I hit on discover, you will be able to see that we can actually do two things to discover our environment. Now, the best thing, in my opinion, is to actually use our Azure Migrate appliance. This will also be used for the migration part. But, and this is actually a virtual machine which you can download. And then you can run that, and this will then go out and basically scan all your virtualization hosts and virtualization environment, and basically collect the data on the sizes of virtual machines, as well as like what operating systems are they running. And we're going to see, we're going to have a look at, for example, dependencies. And we can also gather even performance data, which is super handy. Now, you would just choose, for example, which hypervisor environment are you running in, or even if it's a physical machine as well, or even if you're running at another cloud provider as well. Now, I also know that in some cases, for the assessment part, you can't really just go out and deploy a appliance right in that environment, right? Sometimes you just get, okay, well, we want to first know where this is going, and we don't allow you to deploy this appliance. So you can also import a CSV file, and we provide you with a template file, which you then just need to fill out, giving us the information, what service do you run, what operating systems, what's the size of the server, and then you can also go out from there. Now, in my case, I already deployed the Azure Migrate appliance in my environment, and I'm going to show you how that looks like. So here is my Hyper-V host, which is actually running all my virtual machines, in my case, running them all on premises. And you can see here, I already imported an Azure Migrate appliance. Now again, you can choose this for different hypervisors, depending on what you're running in your environment. In my case, this is a Hyper-V VM. I just did the import. Now, if you have a close look at that machine, this appliance will then boot up. It has all the Azure Migrate stuff already installed, and it opens up a web-based wizard basically to set up everything. Now, it will obviously check if I have connectivity to Azure or if I need to set up a proxy server. It will also check if there are all the latest updates for this appliance are installed. And then what I need to do actually is actually go out and register this one to Azure so that I actually get the data sent to my specific Azure Migrate project. I already have done all of this. The next thing would be actually to get the information from my Hyper-V hosts, or in case I would use VMware, it would obviously be the VMware host and so on. So I give this an account which has the required credentials, and then I provide the Hyper-V host. In my case, this is the Hyper-V server you just saw, where we actually can then discover what is going on that Hyper-V host and what do we have. Again, you can add clusters as well. You can add VMware environments and so on. So now when I'm back in the portal, you can see here, this will then take a while, a couple of minutes basically, to then show, okay, these are discovered servers. You can see here what I'm actually running here. It discovers what applications I'm running on. And now I can basically proceed by creating an assessment. Now, in my case, I want to do an assessment for Azure Virtual Machines. You can see here, I also have other offerings I can do an assessment for. But in my case, again, we do one for Azure Virtual Machines. So what it then wants me to know is, okay, I want to do it from my Azure Migrate appliance, or again, I could also do it using my CSV file. And then I can change some of the assessment properties, right? Because I want to know what are actually the data, what is the cost, can I migrate to that specific location, and so on. So if I click on edit, we can actually go through and change a couple of things. So first thing I want to change is the target location. So in my case, I want to migrate all my servers in this case, or I want to know what it would be if I migrate my servers to, for example, location like West Europe. I can also say, okay, so like change the storage type. If I have, for example, VMs which are running for, I know, probably a year or longer, I can also take advantage of our reserved instance capacities. So in my case, I don't want to do that. So I'm just going to take this one, and it will calculate that I'm basically running pay-per-use in this case. Now, I can also do some settings on the VM sizes. Now, I can either do a performance-based measurement or just a one-on-one how the setup is on premises. Now, as you probably know, if you set up things on premises, you probably give a VM just at the beginning when you install it. You give a couple of cores, a little bit of memory, and that's it, right? And you're never going to change it except when you need more. And so a lot of VMs which are deployed on premises are very often oversized, right? So what we can do actually with the Azure Migrate Appliance is get performance data and see if your virtual machines are oversized, and in that case, just match the right size we actually need. We can also take advantage of performance history, so we can actually see, okay, how did this virtual machine do over a certain amount of time. So obviously, I'm going to probably go put this up for more like just a day. I could even get the data and use the data from over a month if I deployed the Azure Migrate Appliance for a very long time. I can actually get like all that data in there. And then I can also say, okay, what this should be the target utilization. And then I can also say, okay, I want to use only these specific Azure VM sizes. Now, in my case, I'm just saying like, I don't care which size it's going to be. Just give me the best one for my machine. And then obviously I can also add some comfort factor. So if I'm like, they're gonna not just like want like that, what we think, but I want to give it some margin, right? I could do that as well and go a little bit higher on this, and depending on what I want. So in this case, let's just give it a little bit higher than this. I can also choose, okay, what licenses do I have? You can see here different licensing, different subscription types I can have. In my case, I will do pay as you go. But if you're, for example, an enterprise customer, you would go with your enterprise agreement or any other Azure subscription or licensing you have. You can also select the specific currency. For that, we can just keep US dollars. And then let's say we have different VM uptimes, I could change that as well. And then basically calculate on that. Same thing, by the way, for Azure VMs, for Windows Server VMs, which I want to run in Azure, I can take advantage of the Azure hybrid benefit. So if I can actually save some costs on licensing as well, if I have already Windows Server licenses, which are, which I can use with Azure, with the Azure Hype benefit, I can mark that as well. And that will help me in the cost analysis. So I'm going to change all these settings. And from here, I go basically to the next part. And the next one is going to be, I want to obviously have a group of servers. I want to like, okay, which servers do I actually want to assess, right? It could be all, or it could be just a subset of the servers I want to migrate. So for this, I just create assessment, let's call it 2021. Again, I can create as many probably assessments I want. I can also rerun them in the later on, but this gives me now an idea. I can also create a group of servers, which I want to migrate. So in my case, I already created a group called the app servers. So these are the specific application servers I selected before. So I want to actually take, like, just figure out, okay, is that what I want to migrate? And then at the end, I just go and create the assessment. And this will then take a moment until it takes all the data we gathered using the Azure Migrate appliance, or if we uploaded the CSV, we can now get basically that assessment. So if I click on overview, I can do now a couple of things in the assessment part. I get more information about it here. I can, for example, go edit the server groups. I could go and see the appliances I have deployed. In my case, again, I just deployed one registered appliance on my Hyper-V system, which is gathering all that information. And then under assessments, you can see here, I have all the assessments I have created. I have a couple of assessments with different servers. And you can also see here that like some of the information we just entered, but then also you get a confidence score. And depending on how much data we have, so how many days did you run your Azure appliance in this environment, we can get more confidence in the assessment we did over time. So let's have a look at the assessment I just created. And you can see here, we're looking at Azure readiness. That is one part we get. We can see what servers can we actually migrate. So you can see here, well, 7 of these servers are ready to be just in Azure, and 2 of them have some certain conditions. So if I go into, I can actually see what's actually supported here and why do I have this specific readiness status, right? So I can actually see, okay, this is working. This is good. I want to keep on doing that. If I go back, I can also go and, for example, have a look at cost analysis, which is very interesting, especially if you need to show this to your manager. So it helps me to monthly calculate the monthly cost depending on the information I just gave, right? I basically choose the most expensive setup where I have pay-per-use with all the flexibility, run 24/7, and then basically no discounts, right? So I could definitely optimize this a little bit depending on what it is, but then also get the information, okay, on terms of storage and what I'm using. And you can see here what the assessment actually calculated. So I had a look at the performance data and mapped the following virtual machine sizes. Again, if you're not happy with that, you can always change it. You can always say, okay, I don't want to use the A series virtual machines, for example. I just want to use the D series and so on. But the Azure Migrate does actually just help you with that and select the best, what we think or what Azure Migrate thinks is the best VM size in that case. And then you get all these calculations here. And if you need to show that, you can also, for example, export that specific assessment, and you can basically send it to your customer or manager or team lead or application lead. So he can actually have a look and say, okay, this is actually the cost which would coming if we migrate the application like this to Azure. So going back to our Azure Migrate project, I obviously now had a look at, okay, what other servers I want to migrate, what is the cost, and now we make the decision, okay, we want to actually migrate these servers, right? So when I go down here, I can actually go to the migration tool. As I mentioned before, not just can I use the Azure Migrate tool for free within that project. If I need some other support, or I want to use some other vendors which have some additional features, for example, I could also use some third-party vendors here, which offers great support for these migration scenarios as well. Now, in my case, I'm just going to choose the default Azure Migrate server migration tool. And again, if you can see here how we would start, you don't necessarily need to do a assessment before. You could also just start with migration, right? If you're feeling comfortable, you just want to migrate, you don't want to do the assessment, that's fine. And in that case, you would start with the discover phase. And then as soon as you've discovered everything, and you can see here, it takes automatically the information here, because I discovered it already using Azure Migrate. I now want to have a look at this. And so I can actually go into this migration project. And step one really is now to actually replicate these servers, right? So I already replicating one. We're going to have a look at how I can actually then migrate that server in just a bit. But we could also go and have a look at how we actually migrate a server. So first of all, we would obviously need to prepare our infrastructure servers. In my case, the Hyper-V host 01. I already connected that. That needs to have basically an add-in installed for the replication part, which sets up the replication to Azure. And so I already did that, but you could add more servers here if you need to. And then if you go to, for example, replication, my machines, you can actually see, okay, this is the machine I'm already replicating. Now, if I want to add more machines here, it's very simple. I just go to replicate more machines or replicate here. And this will help me to go through the whole process of how I'm going to set this up. So again, it asks me, because I could have multiple environments, what do I want to migrate? I want to migrate my Hyper-V environment. I want to then select my virtual machines I want to replicate. So in my case, yes, I have an assessment which I want to take advantage of, and that's from the app server group. And the assessment we just created is assessment 2021. And now you can see here, these are all the machines which were in that assessment. Again, I could now select the machines I want actually being replicated. So in my case, let's just select one, but you could obviously select all the virtual machines you want to start replicating to Azure, which would be the normal case. And then you would set up, okay, what region, where do I want to do that? Which subscription should they be deployed on? And then we also need to define a resource group, obviously. where we migrate these servers to. And then we need a storage account. This is actually where we like store all the replicated data until you create you migrate the servers over. We will select a virtual machine network with a subnet. That is actually when, as soon as we fail over the virtual machines, we'll automatically change the IP addresses of that virtual machine. So it's actually valid within that Azure virtual network and that subnet. And again, you can then configure if these servers are actually liable for the Azure hybrid benefit or not. And then I can go out and do some changes here. In my cases, okay, I want to keep the name of the server. So I keep that the same. It automatically did, like, this is the source VM size. I can then, okay, select automatically the VM size I want to. I could also go and change the size at any time, like to say, okay, this is that specific VM. I can also choose, like, let's say this is a Windows, obviously a Windows machine, and then this is the OS disk. And if I have multiple disks, for example, like in this case, I only have an OS disk, but if that server would have also data disks, I could also select the disks I want to replicate. If I don't want to replicate all, I could use Azure tagging, obviously. Again, if you set up tagging user Azure policy, that's also fine. And then at the end, you get a review, and what you can do is just start replicating that VM now. And this will then obviously take a while depending on your network as well, right? So if you have a good internet connection, it could be very fast, but it needs to actually do initial replication of all the data of that virtual machine, and then it will start replicating all the changes. That is basically what I'm doing currently with this healthy VM here. So this one has the status protected and healthy. That means all the changes done to that server will basically be replicated to Azure. So there's no huge amount of things I need to do in that case. Now, before I usually want to migrate a server, I can do a test migration, right? I want to test if everything is working, especially if I migrate, if an application has multiple servers involved, and I want to see if everything still works when they're migrated. I can perform a test migration. Now, in this case, I would just select the server I want to migrate. And then you can see here some additional information. And then if I do test migration, I can then select my test virtual network. So in this case, this is an isolated virtual network running in Azure. And in this case, the virtual machine gets joined to that. So there's no problem with DNS or overlap or anything of that. It would be just isolated to test the application. So I could then go forward and do testing. And this will start doing a test migration of that specific server. So after that virtual machine is then created, you can actually go out and test it. And at the end, you can just go and clean up the test migration. And this will remove, again, all the testing environment, the test VM again. Now, when the testing was successful, you can actually go out and say, okay, now I know and I'm very confident that I can actually migrate that application. So you would hit the migrate button. And then the first question you basically get is, do I want to perform a shutdown of the source virtual machine that I don't have any data loss? So usually would do yes. And that means that it would shut down the virtual machine. It would replicate the latest changes to the Azure environment and then create the Azure VM with the latest changes. So you will have obviously a little bit of downtime in that time you do that, but you don't have anything happening there or any data loss in that case. And then you just hit migrate and then you start basically the migration process. And at the end, you will have this virtual machine migrated to Azure. So I hope this was useful and you saw how you can actually use Azure Migrate to not just migrate servers like physical machines and virtual machines running on VMware, Hyper-V, or other cloud providers to Azure, but also how you can actually do an assessment of your environment and actually figure out, okay, does the virtual machine or that server run on Azure? Can I migrate it without any changes? What are the costs involved in migrating my applications to Azure and so on? So I hope this was helpful. If you liked that video, please hit the like button, subscribe, and hopefully see you in the next one.